Welcome to the Cashflow Chronicles. I'm your host, Johnny Catani, and the founder of Catani Capital Group. For the last 2 years, I've been studying alternative assets and now help solve the problem of creating passive cash flow for creators, influencers, and busy professionals by bringing you 5 episodes a week of easy to understand education in the world of passive investing. What's up, guys? Happy Friday. Welcome to another episode of Friday Follow-Up here on the Cashflow Chronicles. I'm your host, Johnny Catani, and we've made it through another week. Hope everyone had a great week. I hope you got fun plans this weekend. By the time you're listening to this, I will be in sunny South Carolina going out to Hilton Head to where my mom lives to see my little brother, watch my little brother graduate high school. Believe it or not, I have an 18-year-old brother. Well, he'll be 18 in November, but graduating high school. Can't believe it. Or actually, he might be 19 in November. He's probably already 18. That would make sense. But yeah, I can't believe it. That would make me, 14 when he was born? Crazy. Time flies. But a couple updates. So unfortunately, this is going to be a little bit short. I had some technical difficulties. My microphone was not working. And so I had to reset and shut down everything. And it cut into my recording time. And I have to go catch an airplane. So a couple quick updates. One, if you have not already, go to thecashflowchronicles.com, same as the name of the podcast, thecashflowchronicles.com. Get on the mailing list. The video series is almost done. I'm so excited. And that will be the first group to get it. And then after that group gets it, then eventually a few days later, I'll blast it out to social media and the rest of everyone that may be interested. So join that list if you want the video series, because the master contact list is not going to get it, because we have a lot of people on the master contact list that are not brand new investors. This video series is for brand new investors only. So if you're a brand new investor and you want to learn about passive investing, specifically this will be on passive real estate investing, then go to thecashflowchronicles.com right now and that list will get it. Okay, couple updates from the bankruptcy front. Well, one from bankruptcy and one interesting. So Vice News is filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy. That's right. The longtime kind of hard-hitting, edgy news outlet, media outlet is filing bankruptcy. Believe it or not, media is not where... I shouldn't say media, but these news outlets are not where the money is flowing anymore, right? Everything is flowing, right? Think about, really the biggest thing is advertising, right? You no longer need the newspaper or media outlets to advertise for you. Now, you can, of course, right? And a lot of people do it. I mean, I'm staring at a Wall Street Journal article right now, and it's loaded with pay-per-clicks. Well, I shouldn't say loaded, but there's two. Ironically, both are the same thing, but the ad spend is all going towards social media now, right? Your Facebook, Instagram, even Snapchat, but most notably now, TikTok is even starting to dominate that. And I believe taking a massive chunk of revenue of market share away from Facebook, especially if you're trying to connect and get in front of the younger crowd, right? Gen Z and younger, they're not on Facebook. I promise you that. So anyway, interesting to see that for sure. Vice News, I guess, was once valued at $5.7 billion, and now they're filing bankruptcy and they're going to sell for $220 million. So far cry. That's tough. That's a fall from grace. Second thing, big news, not necessarily a bad thing, but Disney is selling off ESPN is the best way to put that. So they're selling off ESPN specifically, looking for a way to set it up as, you know, ultimately I could see Amazon buying it, right? Not changing anything, keeping it as ESPN, just owning ESPN. And that's an additional fee you pay per month with Amazon, right? With Amazon Prime, basically. you can add ESPN for like $15 a month or something. So interesting news there for sure. We'll kind of see. It's going to be a while before anything shakes out there, but who knows? It could also move quickly, right? I mean, you get the right price in there and boom, you're off and running. So, so that's it on the news front. So really quick, I'm going to touch on this. I've mentioned this before, excuse my stutter, because my brain is still trying to decide if I should do this or if I should, just call it a short article today, but I want to touch on something and I'll get into more depth. So I had an investor call this week. I've been booking a lot of investor calls, now from the podcast and just, you know, through the network, which has been really, really awesome. So I want to talk about an investor call I had recently, and I'm just going to tease it because what I'll do is I'll go into more depth for it for next Wednesday's show. So this is a bit of a teaser for next Wednesday's show. So this is a real call I had with a passive real estate investor. And he's already invested. He's got a really nice portfolio. It's very diversified. Hear that? It's diversified. And he's very, very happy with what he's been doing, but he's looking to diversify away from one operator. So he's invested with this operator, but this operator is also diversified operator. So they do mobile home parks and multifamily. And he's invested kind of throughout the East Coast. And so he's looking for two things. He's looking to diversify the operator and diversify the market. So I'm going to touch more on both of those things and why diversification is so important. I've talked about it before, and I talked about it recently, but I talked about how you can diversify. But now I want to talk about why it's so important. I talked about it a little bit last week. You'll probably remember. On Wednesday. So go listen on Wednesday. I talked about, you know, if you were invested in multifamily, if you invested in multifamily 2 years ago, and if you invested in oil 2 years ago, where you would be at. I want to talk about diversifying in market and diversifying in operator, and why those two things can be very important. And listen, this is not a blanket statement, you guys. I'm not a financial advisor, right? So none of this financial advice. You need to seek an advisor, CPA, attorney before making any financial decisions. But I'm going to give you my opinion as to why I think it's so important to be diversified. And it has to do with the current economic state, right? If you think about the current economic state, depending on where you're at, you know, you could be seeing, you know, a big down, like a lot of things coming down, rents getting stagnant, asset prices coming down, home prices coming down. Some markets, though, things are still flying off the shelf. You're getting, you know, multiple offers and the average listing is like 2 weeks. So it's very, very important to understand all of this. And this ties again into, guys, what I've been preaching for the last month about formulating your investment thesis and your risk tolerance, right? Both of those things are very important. All of this will tie together. I will talk more about that on Wednesday. I'm sorry, you guys. Blame technical difficulties for this being such a short show, but something to look forward to, okay? I will talk to you guys on Wednesday. Very, very excited. That'll be a fun show because, again, we get to kind of lean into this, and I'm really enjoying educating on these topics because they're very, very, very important, right? And I'm very, very excited about that. So let's see. On Monday, we have, AJ Shepherd. You guys are going to love this episode. AJ Shepherd, great episode on Monday. Listen to it there. Again, go join the list, thecashflowchronicles.com. You can, of course, follow me on social media, at Johnny Catani. I will talk to you guys on Wednesday. Oh, if you're watching on YouTube, check out my shirt from Big Brother Big Sisters. For those who can't tell, it says, I am a big deal, and big is in just like big, bold letters. And then on the back, it says, ask me about being a mentor. I love it. We just got these shirts. So anyways, have a great weekend, you guys. Be safe, have fun, and I'll talk to you later. See ya. Thank you again for tuning in. Who do you know that wants more cash flow? Share this episode with them so you can grow your cash flow together. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you're subscribed on your platform of choice so you never miss a new episode. Go to KatanikapitalGroup.com to learn more.